Vermont Businesses for Social Responsibility presents The Vermont Conversation with David Goodman, exploring ideas with innovators, change makers, business leaders, politicians, and activists. This special feature from VBSR is underwritten in part by The Alchemist, serving the greater Waterbury community and Vermont since 2003. The University of Vermont Medical Center, Burlington, Vermont, the heart and science of medicine. National Life Group, which lives its values every day to do good, be good, make good. Concept 2, designers and manufacturers of Concept 2 rowing oars, indoor rower, and ski erg, and proud to support nonprofit groups such as Salvation Farms, moving surplus foods from farms to those who need it. By Green Mountain Power, partnering with customers on energy innovation while delivering clean, reliable, and cost-effective power. And Let's Grow Kids, focusing on the first years of child development, as well as over 750 Vermont Businesses for Social Responsibility members. Here is David Goodman.
Welcome to this week's Vermont Conversation. We're going to have two topics this week. In our first half hour, we're going to look at new ways that homeowners can pay for energy efficiency improvements. And in our second half hour, we're going to talk about Vermont's revolution in spirits. And this is not the new age kind, but the kind that you drink. So first, let's turn to energy efficiency improvements. As winter struggles to make an appearance here, some of you, if not many of you, or all of you, are thinking about how to keep your house warm. And there are now ways to pay for improving your house, tightening up your house, that didn't exist in the past. And to talk about that, we have Lori Fielder, who's the program director for V-Green Loans from VSECU, that's the Vermont State Employees Credit Union, and Mark Kelly from Efficiency Vermont. Let's begin with Mark Kelly. Mark, welcome to the Vermont Conversation.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Well, give us an overview of the variety of new ways that homeowners can pay for tightening up their homes.
Sure. So first of all, there's the programs that Lori and VSECU, those types of programs that are offered, which are fantastic, where lenders have actually created financing, you know, lending programs around efficiency and renewable energy. So that's fantastic to see. And then within Efficiency Vermont, we've partnered with some other lenders and folks like the Department of Public Service and VSECU and Opportunities Credit Union, organizations like that, to create a few different programs. So we have a couple programs that are targeted for homeowners, and then we've got a couple different programs that are targeted for commercial entities, but not necessarily just for-profit businesses. It could also be nonprofits, municipalities, and that sort of thing. So we have a pretty good range of options for people to use.
Well, let's start by talking about just a basic for an individual residential home, your heat saver loan. What is it?
So that's a program that was brought about roughly a year ago by, and it was really created by the Vermont Department of Public Service, and they put out a bid to lenders, and of course Efficiency Vermont is heavily involved in promoting it and putting together sort of the aspects of it. But what it is, it's really aimed at homeowners who want to do thermal energy efficiency improvements, and by thermal we mean on the heating side or the insulating and air sealing of the building shell, that kind of thing, as well as hot water and that sort of thing. So it's really targeted at that. There's a great need in the state to tighten up homes and to get more efficient in, you know, burning less fuels and that sort of thing. So it's a low-interest program, and it's very easy to access. It's available statewide. We do use a specially trained network of contractors called the Efficiency Excellence Network to ensure that the work is being properly done and by reputable contractors who are well-trained. So that's kind of it in a nutshell without getting real deep into all the details of the program.
Well, you mentioned that it's low interest. It's actually no interest if your household income qualifies. Explain a little bit of how that works.
Sure. So we use what's called area median income. And so people who are basically at a certain level, which is kind of it's a benchmark standard that the government uses and things to determine who's at low income or median income. So if you're below this benchmark standard for low income, which kind of is the cap, which would be about $64,000 roughly for a household, then you would qualify for either 0% for up to 5 years or 1.99 from 5 to 15 years of financing. And then people who are in what's considered the moderate income group, which is the next band up, which goes from that $64,000 to $96,240, they can also get very low interest, which are 1.99% for up to 5 years or 2.99 to up to between 5 and 15. And then even for people over that who earn, whose households earn over $96,240 per year, the maximum interest rate on the program is 4.99%.
So what kind of, and I understand this can be for loans of up to $35,000 with no money down, what kind of improvements can this pay for?
Great question. So pay for heating systems, so high-efficient oil or propane heating systems, as well as biomass wood pellet boiler systems. So those are really amazing because they support the local forest economy and everything else like that. They can also pay for weatherizing their homes. So by weatherizing, we mean sealing up the air leaks and adding more insulation, and that could be in the attic, the basement, the walls, wherever it's needed. So air sealing is probably the biggest bang for the buck, and then insulation, and then, of course, if they need to upgrade their heating systems, and also cold climate heat pumps are a really great technology that can save people a lot of money. So we're seeing a lot of that being done with this loan. And then they can also do solar hot water systems.
Say a little another word about those heat pumps. They've intrigued me. I've gotten notices from Green Mountain Power about them. What are they?
Sure, that's a great question. So they're a kind of a they're a two-part unit that comes through the wall. So inside the house, there's what's called a head that's mounted kind of high up near the ceiling, and it's not real big, so it's not too intrusive. And outside is basically a compressor unit, kind of like on an air conditioner, but it sits outside. And they're almost like magic because what they do is they run off electricity and they extract the energy that's in the air, and they compress it down, and they bring it in, and in the winter they heat your home, and in the summer they cool your home. So they kind of run in reverse in the summer, and they do both. But what's really amazing is they operate at around between 300 and 400% efficiency. So for every unit of electricity that goes into operating it, you're getting 3 to 4 units of either heat or cooling out of it. And it does this in a very technical way that I actually don't, that's not my area of expertise, but basically it compresses it down and then transfers it into the house that way. So they're incredibly cost effective. And they can operate efficiently down to around 15 or 18 degrees below zero now.
Wow.
So they're very applicable for our climate.
And do people lease these heaters or buy them? These heat pumps.
There's options out there. So Green Mountain Power is leasing them. Some other of the heating companies, people who provide equipment have lease options, but you can also just buy them outright. And the Heat Saver Loan Program is a great way to do that.
And tell us also about the PACE program, the Property Assessed Clean Energy Program.
Right. So that's more of an innovative kind of different way of financing. It really ties the financing to the property rather than to the person. So if someone isn't sure how long they're going to stay in their home or that sort of thing, it's designed to not have them decide, well, I'm not going to do any efficiency because I don't know if efficiency projects because I don't know if I'll get a return on that when I sell it. They can actually transfer that to the next homeowner. So it's through an assessment done by the town, but that's really about all the involvement from the town. We've worked hard to try to make it so it's very easy on the towns. So it actually, we use the National Bank of Middlebury. They provide the capital, and then Opportunities Credit Union does all of the loan applications and monthly billing and that kind of thing with the customer, so the town doesn't have to really get involved. And that's available to do the kind of the kind of improvements we were just talking about with the heat saver loan, but also they can do solar panels and that sort of thing. The one key is it has to be physically attached to the property, so people cannot use it to buy shares in, say, like a community solar project. That's sort of the only real limitation on it. The one thing about it, though, is the legislature set it up so that each town has to vote on it and approve it. So it's kind of a town-by-town thing, and we're working through that now. We currently have 36 towns enrolled, so a person would need to make sure to see, first of all, if it's available where they live.
So help me understand this. It has to be approved by the town, but explain how an individual interacts with the PACE program.
Great question. So if it's available in their town, then if they have an energy efficiency or renewable energy project that they would like to do at their home, they basically kind of, you know, decide what it is they're interested in doing, and then they contact Efficiency Vermont, and we provide a cash flow analysis of that project for them free of charge that shows the energy savings and the cost of it, and then, you know, we apply the financing to it, the PACE financing, and show them what their monthly payments would be, and hopefully we try to set it up so that their monthly savings outweighs their payments, so that they're what we call cash flow positive each month. They basically have more money in their pocket each month. And if they want to move forward, then there's a simple application they fill out. They send that along with some information to Opportunities Credit Union. They process that. It's pretty quick. It's like a week turnaround, usually less. And then there's a loan closing, which is all done electronically. They could go into the branch, but usually it's just done via email, that kind of thing, where they electronically sign things. And then that's pretty much it. And they can get 50% up front if they need to for down payments for the contractor, and then the rest at the end of the project. So it's very much like a standard loan in that regard, and they just get a monthly billing like you would on a car loan.
Okay, well, let's turn to Lori Fielder. She's the program director for V-Green Loans at the Vermont State Employees Credit Union, or VSECU. Lori, welcome to the Vermont Conversation.
Thank you, David.
Tell us about V-Green Loans. What are they?
Sure. A V-Green loan is from our program, our suite of loans that we've worked hard to develop and modify since 2012. VSECU has an environmental mission statement, and these loans are part of achieving that for us. So anybody who wants to do, anyone who lives or works in Vermont can become a member of the credit union, and then they can take advantage of discounted rates and extended terms that the loans offer, so that it really makes the economics of an efficiency project or a solar project pencil out, like Mark said, you know, something that's at least revenue neutral or cost neutral or even cash positive.
So how does it work for an individual who has a project in mind? They come to VSECU, and walk us through the process that you would do.
Sure. So most people have already got a project in mind when they come to us. They've probably even talked to a contractor, a couple contractors. They have a quote. And, you know, we can help them figure out which loan is going to work best for them. So, for instance, if it's a weatherization project or a heating system upgrade, we'll encourage them to take advantage of the heat saver loan. So even if they don't know about the heat saver loan, we'll tell them about it so that they can then work with Mark's team at Efficiency Vermont, use an EEN contractor, which is, they've had the training, they're part of the program, they understand the loan, and then they can take advantage of those discounted rates depending on what their income is. So some people, though, do come to us and they say, I want to do something with solar and I don't know how to begin. So, you know, we're happy to walk them through it and just explain, well, you know, this is the process. First, you should contact somebody to get a quote. When they're ready to do the application, they can either sign up online, they can apply online, it's really easy, at vsccu.com, or they can call us, or of course they can come into any one of our 9 branches around the state. Our application process is quick and easy. They can get an answer in you know, as little as 20 minutes if we're open, you know, if it's during regular hours for us.
So it strikes me that, you know, most renovation projects that people would do probably touches on some element of improving efficiency. It might be fixing up your kitchen, but you're also replacing old windows with energy efficient windows, remodeling somewhere, but it also includes ceiling and adding insulation to the walls. So does the whole project qualify if just a small piece of it relates to energy efficiency?
Yeah, that's a great question. We handle those inquiries all the time. So we're happy to take the whole application, and then we get the quote or the quotes. Many times there's more than one because there's more than one contractor involved. And then we figure out how much of the loan can be in the energy efficiency, the V-Green program, and how much needs to be financed at the higher rate, and then we can blend the rate. So they still get the discounted rates of the V-Green loan for everything that qualifies. In the case of the Heat Saver loan, that's a little bit different because those are state funds that we're leveraging. So it's public funds. We want to make sure we report properly. So we may do a separate loan for a Heat Saver loan and then another loan out of the V-Green program to cover all the non-efficiency or the non-qualifying expenses.
You're listening to the Vermont Conversation. We're talking about new and alternative ways to finance home improvement projects that relate to energy efficiency. You can join the conversation by calling 244-1777 or toll free 877-291-8255. Lori Fielder from VSECU. So you mentioned that you can finance things at a higher rate, at a conventional loan. So what's the difference between the conventional loan rates and the Heat Saver loan rates?
Sure. Well, so the conventional rates, if you were to go out and just get a, unsecured personal loan at VSECU for a project, you might pay something like 9.9%.
Wow.
Okay. So if you were income eligible for a qualifying purchase and you did the Heat Saver loan, you could get 0% for, as low as 0% for up to 5 years, and then as low as 1.99% for up to 15 years. So for people that are in especially those middle and lower income tiers, it's a huge benefit.
Well, at any income tier, really, because even at your highest income tier, the loan is 3.99%, and you're talking about versus 9% or up.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's turn to a caller. Nils is calling from Duxbury. Nils, welcome to the Vermont Conversation.
Thanks for taking my call. Great show, as always. I've been involved with alternative energy stuff since college days, which goes back to the 70s. I have a question regarding heat pump efficiency. How does this... If everybody on my road puts in a heat pump, how does that impact everybody in my town or everybody in Washington County does a heat pump tomorrow for heating and cooling? How does that affect our electricity load, our demand for electricity? And the subtext behind this question is obviously, I got to believe it's going to do something because we're shifting from one fuel to another.
Well, let's. Why don't we pitch that over to?
If you could answer that, that'd be great.
Yeah, let's ask Mark Kelly from Efficiency Vermont. Mark, you want to take a stab at that?
I can. I am a financing expert, so it's a little out of my realm. But essentially, I think he's onto the right thing, and it will be a fuel switch for the state if we start going to these in large quantities. So that's why the state is working on updating the comprehensive energy plan and trying to map out and really be smart about how we move to that source. And a big part of that is solar and that sort of thing. And actually, a lot of Vermonters are investing in solar panels or community solar and then also investing in heat pumps. So they're really actually, investing in generating the power and then using the power they're generating through the heat pump. So that's a really great way to do it. But you're right, overall, we have to be able to support that extra demand without having, significant rate increases or any rate increases, hopefully, and do it in a clean way. So the state's working hard on that, and I know that all the utilities in the state are also working on that. So I don't think that it's going to be a big problem, but it is something we need to plan for carefully.
Okay, well, speaking of community solar, Lori Fielder, VSECU has loans for participating in community solar projects. Talk about that.
Sure. We just, in the last few weeks, received another little pot of money from the Department of Public Service Clean Energy Development Fund that will be used to offer credit enhancements to those Vermonters who want to purchase shares in community solar. So it basically works the same way in that the lower income tiers get a greater discount on their loan, as low as the discount can be as much as 1.5% off of the regular qualifying rate that they might have gotten with a V-Green loan. So it's for instance, say you were going to be borrowing money to buy 10 panels in your community solar farm next door, or maybe even with your neighbors, or even, you know, in another part of the state. But as long as you're on the same utility, you could buy, say, 10 panels, and maybe you qualified for a rate of 5.9%. And if you got if you were in the middle income tier, which is a 1% discount, then you would be paying a rate of 4.9% for, and that's a fixed rate for the term of your loan. So that's a pretty significant discount that is for a limited time. So it's important that people know about it, get the word out, and hopefully they can take advantage of that soon.
And for some people in community solar projects, they just buy a small share to cover their monthly use. And would this apply to them? And also, we've skipped over explaining what community solar is.
Sure.
So why don't you add
sure.
that into your answer?
It's community solar is basically an economy of scale. So instead of having an individual solar array at your house on your rooftop or on your property, there's a developer of some kind that that builds a large array, maybe 500 kilowatts or 150 kilowatts or even smaller, can be 15. And the ownership is shared between all of the off-takers. So that means that you might own 10 panels, I might own 15, Mark might own 7, but it's basically, it allows people to get the economy of having all that shared infrastructure, and also own your little piece of it. IRS rules have changed recently around this so that you can claim the 30% federal tax credit. What's great about this is that it allows people who maybe don't even own property, they are renters, or they're in a place where they're just not ideal for solar, it's shady, or they don't have a good roof for orientation, to be able to participate in owning their shares in an array.
Solar.
That's correct.
So, Mark Kelly from Efficiency Vermont, we just have a minute or so left, but explain how all this came about. This seems like Christmas came early for a lot of people to hear about these no-interest and low-interest loans. So, in a minute that we have, how did this happen?
It goes back a few years, obviously. There's been people who have been working very hard here at Vermont Energy Investment Corporation and elsewhere, and at VSECU and all over the state, really, and even throughout the country, on trying to solve this issue of how do we make efficiency affordable and renewable energy and bring this to the forefront. And it was realized pretty quickly that there have to be some easy and low-cost financing options, because most people don't just have a bunch of cash in the bank to pay for these things, and we want to make it accessible to all income groups. So it's just been the result of a lot of hard work over a lot of years, and now we're at that point where the fruits of all that labor are starting to really show.
Okay.
There's not one real magical thing to point to. It's just really a lot of hard work and a lot of grassroots effort have gone on in the state. So it's just been fantastic. One thing about the caller who just asked that other question about the electrical load that I should have pointed out, too, is efficiency is a great way to kind of allow the capacity for that, for the heat pumps. Because, for example, LED light bulbs, you know, they use like 6 watts or,
right.
or compared to, you know, 60 or 75 watts for an incandescent bulb or even 20
watts. Okay, well, we're going to have to leave it there.
Yep.
This has been a very interesting conversation. Mark Kelly from Efficiency Vermont and Lori Fielder from VSECU, thanks so much for joining us this half hour.
My pleasure. Thanks.
You're welcome.
We'll be back after the news.